This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Was, I believe, 15 or 16.
I have noticed something, Heather. Maybe you've picked up on this, too, that whenever Daryl brings in a story from Alabama, we always lead with it.
Mm-hmm. I didn't notice that.
This has been a trend, that if it brings up Alabama, it goes right to the top of the list. And that's fine.
Maybe
I'm okay with
alphabetical
that.
Alphabetical stories, you know, Alabama.
By state?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what he's doing. I don't know.
Subconsciously.
I think he just loves Alabama. Mm-hmm. It is where you grew up, is it not?
It is where I grew up, and this is absolutely a horrible story, and in no way makes Alabama look good.
But yet, you got to give that. I mean, I love to talk about stories out of Oregon. You love to talk about stories out of Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
Daryl loves
yeah.
to talk about stories out of Alabama, so please
no,
don't let
I
me...
love to talk about interesting stories, and this one just happens to be from Alabama.
Oh, don't let me bug you, Daryl. Come on.
The story is actually from the UK Guardian about the incident in Alabama. It says, unlike the vast majority of fatal shootings by police officers, someone is going to prison for the 2015 death of 16-year-old Adante Washington in Alabama. It just is not going to be the police officer who shot him. Lakeith Smith was sentenced last week to 30 years in prison for Adante's murder, even though no one disputes that the bullet that killed him came from the officer's gun. Smith is not even accused of having possessed a weapon. However, under the state's accomplice law, co-defendants can be found guilty of murder if a death occurs when they are in the midst of committing a felony.
I've always found that interesting. It's sort of that you're going to be found guilty of something worse by association.
Right. And
wait, so this kid that was killed, what was he charged with? Was he charged? Well, was he being arrested for something?
No, he was running from police and police shot him in the back. And this is one of those cases where somebody actually was committing a horrible crime. Smith was one of five teenagers who were allegedly committing a burglary when officers responded and opened fire, killing Adante Washington. Smith, that's the guy that's going to prison for a total of 65 years, who is now 18, was also sentenced to another 35 years for crimes related to the burglary. And because they decided to do these as consecutive sentences, not concurrent sentences, he's in prison for 65 years, and the prosecutor says it's going to be at least 20 or 25 years before he is even eligible for parole. Smith was the only one of the four surviving co-defendants to decline a plea deal. And this just shows you how absolutely horrible this whole plea system is,
right,
to where you wind up getting punished for making the prosecutor actually work to get a conviction.
Right. Yeah. And that's what it comes down to. If you just take the plea, it gets it off my plate, we can get this all over and done with, you're probably going to do a little bit less time. Of course, you won't be able to defend yourself. You're
correct,
just going to admit guilt. And that this is what happens.
Right. And even if you wind up taking what's called an Alford plea, to where you're saying, I'm not saying I'm guilty, I'm just saying the state has enough evidence to where they would be able to convict me.
Right.
So basically,
he's still a felon.
Is he getting, because the cop shot one of the five, and this kid that was sentenced was one of the five, too?
Yes.
And so what you're saying they did is they're tacking on, like, pretty much extra, or, like, harsh sentences?
He's being charged with manslaughter.
Okay.
And because he did not take a plea deal of 25 years, he's being given an extra 40 years in prison because he made the prosecutor work.
I think I do actually remember something vaguely about this in my criminal law class when I was in college about if something like that happens, if somebody gets murdered or injured or something like that in a crime and you're an accomplice, anything that happens to that person, there's liability for everybody involved in the
correct
in the crime.
But
so.
let me read
state to state.
Right. The weird thing about this one is the only person shot was not shot by one of the five, was shot by a police officer.
But the way they had rationalized in the class is that everybody that took part in that crime, whatever happens as a result of you doing that is essentially your own responsibility.
Right.
And that had you not broken those laws, you never would have been, you know.
In a sense, what this comes down to, they're saying that this kid was an accessory
yes.
to the murder of this other kid
yeah.
who was murdered by police.
In the eyes of the law, that probably is how it was, because I remember that in school.
That just...
I do, like, even though I think that...
Manslaughter is the charge that he was convicted of.
Right.
So, not accessory,
oh, okay,
but manslaughter.
I'm sorry.
But it's under what's called the accomplice law, meaning he took part in the burglary
that ultimately led to his friend's death.
So therefore right. manslaughter because, well, your friend wouldn't have died if you weren't involved.
Hmm.
Yeah. And again,
that's all I had to say. Hmm.
I mean,
the thing that strikes me the most is this just highlights the whole plea deal system.
What were they burglarizing? Do you know? Is it like a home or a store?
It doesn't say. But the fact that he was offered a plea deal of 25 years, and because he actually made the prosecutor work for the conviction, he was punished with an additional 40 years in prison. The article here continues, and of course, your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. Article continues, Smith was... again, the only one of the four surviving co-defendants to decline the plea deal. According to juvenile justice reform advocates, youth defendants are often charged on accomplice statutes. Situations like this in Alabama, however, are rare, according to The Guardian. Jeri Thomas, a policy director for the Campaign for Youth Justice, said it's certainly an uncommon case. The defendant's accomplice wasn't even involved in the killing. It was totally a third party, but they prosecuted him anyway. Marcy Mistreat, the chief executive of CFYG, that's the Campaign for Youth Justice, added, it just speaks to the excessive power that prosecutors have in our system to even seek these kinds of charges. All but four states have some form of the law that Smith was charged under, which are usually referred to as felony murder laws. At least a dozen, including Alabama, allow for individuals who commit a felony to end up in a death to be... This sounds weird here. In a death to be charged with murder, even if the person killed is there... Okay, so it allows the right. police to charge somebody with either murder or manslaughter if somebody that they're committing a crime with is killed, even if they aren't the one responsible for the crime because they're an accomplice. The article continues, advocates say that generally speaking, felony murder laws are necessary in the same way that racketeering laws are.
Jeez.
A group of people may have different roles in the commission of the crime, but they are all criminally responsible in the end.
That's exactly what I was taught in school.
Yeah.
And I think the example they gave was like a bank robbery.
Right.
So like if like a bunch of people did a heist at a bank robbery and one was killed in the act, then they'd all be responsible.
Right. But does the guy who doesn't have a gun and he's just there to drive the getaway car have the same responsibility as the guy who comes in with a machine gun. And
even if the guy driving the car doesn't even realize that the people that he took to the bank are robbing bank.
Well, if he didn't know, that's robber. Different, because in order to convict somebody of a crime, you need the mental intent as well as the act that was criminal.
Not necessarily. It depends on how the law is written. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back into this story out of Alabama, story actually from the UK Guardian about something that happened in Alabama. But first, I want to tell you about what might be the best pillow that you will ever try. And you can try it risk-free for 60 days. I'm talking about the My Pillow. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body, hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it for a couple of years, and it's the best pillow I've ever had. And unlike a regular pillow that collects a lot of dirt and dead skin over the years, you can take your MyPillow, throw it in the washer, throw it in the dryer, and it's still usable as a pillow. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL to get your very own MyPillow at half price, or get a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if for some reason you don't like it in the first 60 days, you get your money back. And the pillow itself, that's guaranteed to last you 10 years. MyPillow.com, code FTL. So the story that we're talking about, I'm looking at it as, you know, from the perspective of this shows how messed up the whole plea process is. But then there's also the thing to where, well, there are laws on the books in 46 states, and I just did have the list in front of me. I think it was Ohio, Michigan, Hawaii, and one of the ones that starts with an I that have gotten rid of these so-called felony murder laws or right. accomplice laws that basically say that if you're committing a felony and one of your, you know, conspirators or accomplices winds up getting killed, you can be charged even if you are not the one that wound up killing them.
Right. Or they kill someone else or anything happens. Right. Basically, that's it, right?
Yeah.
If the alleged criminals shoot somebody else, you could get charged with murder or manslaughter. If one of them gets shot by police or by the homeowner or by the business owner, then you could be charged with that. And I just... You should be charged with a crime that you commit. That's what it comes down to for me. This doesn't sound right. Right. I understand it's the law, but...
I can't remember, but does it say if that law includes, like, people that weren't involved in that crime? Like, let's say you rob a bank and a police aims to shoot and they miss and they hit somebody else and that person dies. Would the same thing apply?
I don't know, and it depends on how it's written in each state, because every right. state writes their things differently.
Right, right.
To where there was something that wound up, and it wound up getting fixed after it passed out of the House last year, that was aimed at protecting the rights of unborn while also recognizing the rights of women to have abortions in certain situations. Sure. But it was written in such a way as to where a pregnant woman could kill another pregnant woman and get away with murder.
Right.
Because it was just written so poorly, right. and then they realized, oh, wait, we didn't mean to allow pregnant women to just kill anybody.
Right, and then you had the law down in Florida, which was supposed to be a some sort of an Internet Protection
Act.
Oh,
the anti-gambling
thing. Anti-gambling thing, which ended up making every cell phone illegal.
It made every telephone illegal.
It was everything.
Because it had something to do with if you could connect with banking something, and because... Right. Most banks nowadays have where you can call up and yep. push in some buttons and get your bank balance.
That's it. So, yeah. Again, it's silly. But I guess if you're going back to a system, when I think of justice, I think about justice not as the system of justice. I think of it as an idea that there's a fairness to things. And I think you should absolutely be charged with a crime that you were committing. And this idea of adding on to it because of certain circumstances rubs me the wrong way.
There's a little bit more from the article here. Kent Scheidegger, the legal director of the Criminal Justice Legal Foundation, which is a victim rights advocacy group, says if you have three people run into a bank and they all have guns and there's a shooting, it doesn't matter who pulls the trigger. Says, if you storm a bank with guns, you know it's highly likely somebody's going to get killed, and you're responsible for it. But even Scheidegger, who has been called the country's most outspoken advocate for capital punishment, thinks the application of the law was excessive in Smith's case. Jeez. In large part because Smith was effectively convicted of a murder of someone who legally was not murdered.
Right.
A grand jury ruled Adante Washington's death was a justifiable homicide after determining that the eldest of the group, then 19-year-old Javarsk Jackson, fired at officers and that Washington was carrying a gun. Scheidegger said you can't even be an accessory if there is no principal.
Right.
Jennifer Holton, a lawyer for Smith, said in closing arguments, the law reads that you have to be a participant in the crime to be guilty. It's a tragedy that a young kid was killed, and it's an injustice to hold Lakeith responsible. Jurors then took less than 90 minutes to hand down a guilty verdict.
Unreal.
I mean, don't steal things from people. I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying my thoughts on it are, you know, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Like, you know what? You shouldn't have been robbing people. You know what? Should the officer have fired at the guy's back? No, probably not. I mean, I think of, you know, with respect to the law, like, think about people that drink and drive. Like, drinking and driving is a crime, but what if you hit and kill somebody? Then there's that additional, like, manslaughter. Like, was your intent to kill them? But you would still get charged. And so when you do reckless and negligent things, like an armed burglary, and one of your friends gets killed, that kind of, you know.
So to draw a parallel on your drunk driving, this, it would be akin to charging the bartender.
Right.
With accessory to murder because somebody that bought alcohol at the bar was in an accident.
I think that's a little different because I think when you have a group of people that intend to burglarize something, they know the risks there. They know that when people...
When you're a bartender and you serve somebody alcohol, you know that there's a risk that they might get intoxicated.
But my point is what about this idea of adding on charges to other people that weren't directly? And that's where I go back to that system of justice. I mean, you were involved in a bank robbery, therefore you are charged with bank robbery.
But see, that example where you have like five guys with a gun going to a bank and one pulls the trigger, it does seem like all of them should share in the blame there.
But why is that? That's you know, I understand from a societal point of view, you want to penalize this behavior as much as possible. But again, should not the charge fit the crime? And in a lot of cases, they just don't. And there's a lot of ways that prosecutors can sort of add stuff on, pile stuff up until, you know, because they do want them to take a plea. They do want that to be the result.
Right, and because he refused a 25-year sentence on a plea deal, he was then penalized and given 40 additional years in prison. And he will not be eligible for parole for, according to the prosecutor, at least 20 or 25 years.
To be clear, I am not advocating robbing banks.
I'm not advocating for robbing anything.
I agree.
I'm also not advocating for killing people. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts about this or whatever is on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
When it comes to mortgages, the internet can help you understand a lot of things, like the importance of a good credit score, or the difference between an adjustable rate and a fixed rate mortgage. But when it comes to knowing what's best for you, you need more than an online search. I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Sure, information is everywhere, but don't you want knowledge you can trust? A home loan expert working with you, personally, from start to finish? A solid approval based on real information? Rocket Mortgage gives you options, technology when you want it, and people when you need them. We help you understand the details so you can make a confident decision and get approved in as few as 8 minutes. In fact, for 8 consecutive years, we've been ranked highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination by J.D. Power, and we're America's largest mortgage lender. So when you're looking for answers, go online, but start and finish with RocketMortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, for J.D. Power award information, visit JDPower.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Rocket Mortgage results may vary.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about the messed up justice system, and Heather, you've got a story about that that we'll jump into here in just a second. But maybe you want to watch us. Maybe you're one of those people that, you know, you just like watching other people.
A voyeur.
You can do that on the Twitch. Head over to twitch.lrn.fm, and there's chat room connected to the thing where you can wind up chatting with other peoples that are also watching, and, you know, I don't know, maybe people interact on the chat room. I just know there is a chat room, and some people like to watch us. twitch.lrn.fm.
Are you ready for me now?
That's sorry. Why I pointed you're
to up. You.
Okay, so I have a story that's kind of like the flip side of what we just discussed. As far as the first story was a police officer that had killed another person. This is about criminals that killed police officers. And it actually kind of hits close to home because if you haven't already heard, there was a Yarmouth police officer in Massachusetts that was killed while executing a warrant. So he's one of the officers in my hometown. I didn't know him, but a lot of people I did knew him. So it is kind of one of those stories that...
So for people that have no clue about Massachusetts geography, where is Yarmouth? Is that like...
It's on Cape Cod.
Oh.
The and Cape for and people Island. That also have no clue about Massachusetts geography,
Cape Cod is the little branch that goes out into the ocean.
Also, it's the little thing that goes out past Boston.
There's two islands. Right. There's Martha's Vineyard, okay, where Jaws was filmed. Everyone knows Jaws.
P-Town.
Yes. The Kennedys lived there.
Okay.
On the Cape.
I got really drunk there one night.
Okay, so anyway, so basically, the person that killed, a little backstory, this guy that killed the police officer had, like, 111 charges, like, and they weren't just, like, victimless crime charges. They were, like, he was arrested for, like, choking a pregnant woman, he stabbed somebody that he stalked, and, like, just a lot of crazy, crazy stuff this guy had, but he kept somehow getting put back on the streets and back on the streets. So this article is kind of the flip side about the justice system, where in a case where we just talked about, where somebody that didn't technically do what he was charged with was being sentenced, this person did do what he was charged with, but not getting sentenced. So it's definitely highlighting the flaws in the system. So it goes to say, it's from NBC Boston. On the day Yarmouth Police Sergeant Sean Gannon was laid to rest, two police chiefs called for change to a system that has freed three violent offenders who went on to kill police officers. Several proposals aimed at reforming how violent offenders are evaluated for release have languished in the state legislature. An impassioned Yarmouth police chief let out his rage and frustration at a vigil for Gannon Saturday evening. "I don't want to see this happen to anybody ever again," he said. "But it has happened over and over and over. Three Massachusetts officers have been murdered since 2010, with three career criminals accused. In 2010, questions about how a man serving three life sentences for armed robbery went free led to restrictions on who is eligible for parole. I am deeply sorry and grateful I didn't hurt more people," Dominic Sinelli told the parole board on November 6, 2008. At that hearing, the board described him as a very, very, very high risk, yet they voted unanimously to put him back on the street. 2 years later, Sinelli gunned down Woburn officer John McGuire in an armed robbery during a snowstorm.
I don't get it. You know, I honestly, are parole boards that busy? I mean,
yeah, it makes no sense to where you have somebody that, you know, a very high risk, having killed people, that gets paroled, but yet people that possess a plant wind up being in jail for, you know, a long amount of time. You've got somebody that ran a website that is in jail for two life sentences plus 40 years without the possibility of parole.
Right. How many people did Ross Ulbricht kill?
Zero.
Zero.
That's exactly right. Zero. Let's go to the phones, 855-450-FREE. We've got Jamie calling in from South Carolina. Jamie, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Have you ever done cocaine?
No, I have never done cocaine. Have you?
Yes, my habit. My wife, she don't like it, but she said it's bad for me to be around the kids when I'm on the stuff.
I would say it probably is not a good idea to be around kids when you're on cocaine. I would probably, if you think you're addicted, contact a medical professional, and hopefully they don't wind up reporting you to the police for being a drug addict. Jamie, thank you for the call. Let's go to Stefan calling in from Ohio on the Skypes. Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
So I think I made it apparent, I've been traveling on the past couple of days, and I ended up bringing home a very nasty cough.
Oh,
and
no.
I was coughing up, like, green bloody mucus, and I had listened to myself with a stethoscope, because I'm going to nursing school, and I kind of had a sneaking suspicion it was pneumonia. And have you guys ever experienced pneumonia before?
Yes.
Yes.
I have not. I've also never used a stethoscope on myself, but I will give you the same advice that I gave Jamie. You might want to go see a medical professional.
Well, I decided to experiment with a treatment I had heard about for pneumonia that I think a lot of pharmaceutical companies like to keep under wraps.
Meth?
I had watched a lecture. No, not meth. I had watched a lecture.
You didn't deny the cocaine.
Yeah, I was going to say. And everybody knows meth is
just
for
kidding,
a flu, Daryl.
It's all right. But
I always get my old-timey remedies confused.
Starve a cold, meth a fever. That's the old
exactly.
saying.
You can. Right, no, it's so weed a fever. Come on.
I'll be wrong. Go ahead.
Anywho, I had watched a lecture a couple years ago by this doctor who had talked about taking extraordinary doses of vitamin C mm-hmm. in order to subside the effects of pneumonia. And earlier today, I had an absolutely nasty cough. It was ridiculous. I had a bit of a fever going on, though I have a mercury thermometer, so it might not have been too accurate. And for the past hour or so, I started taking 2,000 milligrams every 6 minutes.
We are doing it,
like a
Steve.
Lot. Now, I will say, Stefan, that one, you might want to watch out for that train that sounds like it's coming through your living room. And two, be careful taking too much vitamin C. You actually can overdose on it. But luckily, the side effects are you pee a lot.
The recommended daily allowance of vitamin C is for an adult man is 90 milligrams.
Yeah, so
you were taking
time,
how much?
I've been taking 2,000 milligrams every 6 minutes for the past hour, and you're going to think it's ridiculous, but my cough has virtually stopped.
I don't doubt it. Are you orange?
Do you look like Trump?
His pee will be in about 30 minutes.
I just can't imagine this is a healthy thing.
Oh, it's not. It's not. And the way I figured
out
that
you can...
Because you're going to just wind up peeing a lot, and it's not going to be pleasant.
Have you not read any of the studies claiming that large amounts of vitamin C can be a cure for virtually any sort of viral infection?
No, I have never read that.
I buy the emergency packets. But
yeah, the 1,000 milligrams.
Anytime I ever feel even slightly feverish, mm-hmm. I start taking those emergency packets, and I feel so much better.
They're great.
I think Big Pharma is trying to cover up these kinds of treatments, and that's why the recommended daily dose is so low, because they make us more sick more often.
That may be true. Yeah, it's interesting. Vitamin C, I mean, that was always the thing when I was growing up, you know, hey, oh, you're getting a cold, take lots of vitamin C. And
right.
We still
apple
do
a day,
that
keep the doctor
house.
Away.
Right. Yeah. I'll still, you know, during the winter months, add vitamin C to my smoothies, but one time when I was, I think, a teenager, I just thought they were regular candies. They were vitamin C drops.
They taste like oranges.
I ate a bunch of them, and I was peeing every 10 minutes all night long.
Oh, God.
Stefan,
thanks for the call.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome, 855-450-FREE. And no, we are not actually giving medical advice here on Free Talk Live, but we'll talk about it.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back to the calls here in just a second. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we've been talking about the broken criminal justice system. And, well, because it is so broken, that's one of the reasons I'm running the New York City Marathon this fall as a member of Team Innocence Project. Team Innocence Project has been around for over 25 years. They've already helped 200 people wind up being exonerated, many of them from death row for crimes they did not commit. And the vast majority of those were because of DNA evidence or other physical evidence that showed that the person wasn't actually the one that committed that crime. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted be exonerated. As part of Team Innocence Project, I'm raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fee, my lodging, my travel, all of that is covered. But what I need to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon is to raise $3,500 by November 1st. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com. We'll get back into the article in just a moment. From NBC Boston, but first to Mortified Penguin calling in on Skype. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Greetings, my friends, and hello, Sister Heather. It's glad to see you on. Our salutations from the Commonwealth of the LRN Discord.
Go ahead with your thoughts, and Mortified Penguin.
Yeah, yeah, and you're missed up there, Mr. Wombat Perry. We have a blast up there, don't we, Chris, Brother Chris?
Always, always.
Yeah. I just wanted to call in regards, well, I wanted to say that to everybody, but I wanted to call in regards to the topic at hand, the article about the criminal justice system, the felony murder situation.
Yeah, go ahead with your thoughts.
I do think that's justifiable, you know, charge and a way of looking at a crime. So when a... when an armed criminal gang commits an armed criminal action, a serious crime of aggression, like murder, robbery, something like that, when the gang commits the crime, they go out and they are responsible for the actions. I think that on its face, the idea of that, if one of the members of the gang kills somebody, it's murder. It's felony murder. It's at least manslaughter. It's they share culpability when an armed criminal gang does that. But on the margins of it, yeah, there is it's troubling on this particular case because a member of the gang isn't the one that did the it didn't do the killing, and actually a member of the so-called criminal gang was killed. Now, that's still kind of covered by the law in most cases, from my understanding of it. But in addition to that, it wasn't murder, like you said. It was justifiable, and you kind of got to be fair about that. It's not a murder. So how is he charged with a murder?
Yeah, because it's one of those things to where the prosecutors like to play every side of an issue and charge somebody with whatever they can charge them on and hope that they wind up taking the plea deal, which he did not. And then a jury wound up in 90 minutes convicting him of all charges, and this guy wound up being punished for not taking a plea deal.
Right.
65 years. And that's really cruel and unusual to me. And I'm fine with being harshly punishing crimes of aggression, crimes with the victim. But long-term incarceration of somebody that young, that is cruel and unusual. I'm not a fan of long-term incarceration. It is counterproductive. It's not.
Right.
I'm for harsh punishment, but not that.
Now, I don't know what, like, the members' backgrounds were and stuff like that. I do think, like, there's should be some more discussion on, like, let's say you have that kid, right, that's not a bad kid, but he just gets mixed up with the wrong people, and they end up, he's there when a crime goes down, and it's like, should he go away for the rest of his life, or, you know, how do we decide, and it kind of,
well, that's
it kind of ties
what's
into,
happening here.
Ties into the article that I was just talking about, where it gets into it a little more, like, how do you go about, when you have a slew of criminal, what criteria do we use to say these ones can go on the streets, these ones belong in jail, how long does this one get? Like, how do we figure all of this out?
Well, I don't think it should ever be exactly written down so that in every example we have something to do. I think that prosecutors and judges should have discretion, just as a defense attorney should have the ability to bring anything forward to try to reduce the sentence for their client or to exonerate them completely. When we talk about it in real terms, what this case is all about, here's what it is. It's we feel that keeping this 25-year-old kid in jail till he's 50 years old will not serve society best. We feel it's best for him to be held in jail until he's 90 years old.
And he's 18.
Oh, he's 18. I was thinking he was 25.
No, the 25 was the amount of years he was offered as a plea deal.
Okay, so do the math in your head. Subtract that number, and I'm going to subtract 7 from all
that. Right, so he's still going to wind up, even if he does wind up getting paroled at the earliest possibility of 20 years, he's going to be 38 years old before he ever sees the light of day again.
Right.
And,
go ahead.
Wasn't he? He was a minor teen when he committed the crime, wasn't he?
16.
He was, but charged as an adult. He's now 18, and Alabama is one of those states that they love to charge black teenagers as adults and then, you know, wind up dragging the process out until they are adults when it actually winds up going to trial. And then, well, he's an adult. We can't charge him as a kid.
I mean, I think given his age, it's definitely excessive. Ugh. That's crazy, 65.
Yeah, but I guess my bigger question is what's our goal here? You know, is it eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth? You did this, and this, so we're going to hit you with a maximum. Well, then just give everybody the death penalty
and be
16, done with it.
And he doesn't have any, like, violent things, and this is like, you know,
well,
for
first,
the young kids.
Was it the first thing? I don't know. I don't know what his background
is. I'm fairly
was.
Certain that if he had a very long rap sheet, that would be mentioned in every article that was written about him.
Probably.
Even all of the horrible hit pieces written from Fox News that did not mention any kind of previous record.
Yeah, and I'm not defending him, but right. I do think, you know, as a society, we ought to look at this stuff and say, is our goal just, like I said, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, or is it to try to turn something horrible into something positive maybe later on?
Right. You know, and I guess really the question that needs to be answered, and I can't answer this for anybody else, is the point of the justice system to rehabilitate people, or is it to punish them?
Yeah, well, that's pretty much what I was saying. Yeah,
like a little of both? I mean,
yeah.
It's just, it's so frustrating when there's, like, the story that I'll get back into where it's like this guy that's just so violent gets let out time and time and time again and it kills the police officer. And then
this kid,
like, 16 years old, commits a robbery. Like, you know, where's the opportunity to kind of, like, learn from your mistake? Like, we all make mistakes. We don't all rob places, but you don't know his background.
Yeah. Let's jump back into that article. A Mortified Penguin, thank you for
appreciate
the call.
It.
Okay, so it says, in Yarmouth, accused murderer Thomas Latanowicz was out on probation after serving 4 years for gun and heroin charges. In the last 15 years, he racked up 125 criminal charges. The death of Auburn officer Ron Tarantino in 2016 was caused by a man with 92 arraignments. I'm not happy and I'm sick and tired of it, Auburn Police Chief Andrew Sluckis said. The death of the Yarmouth officer cuts especially deep for Sluckis. I'm very frustrated. I have a building full of sad and frustrated officers once again. Auburn shooter George Zambrano had a history with cops. He was charged with assaulting a Worcester police officer and then fighting three Massachusetts state police troopers. Prosecutors wanted him jailed during a 2016 hearing. Throughout his record on almost all his charges, there's a resisting arrest or an assault and battery on a police officer charge, a prosecutor said during Zambrano's 2016 bail hearing. And I'll be the first one to mention, like, I don't always believe those charges. Because I know I've seen plenty of videos where they're like, stop resisting, and the people are clearly, like, the victim.
Right.
One of the former co-hosts of this show, James Cleveland, had a resisting arrest and disobeying an officer charge.
For filming?
He was filming, and then the cops told him, like, you need to go over there. You're under arrest. Stop resisting. And he says, I'm not resisting. And from the time they said, you're under arrest until you hear the handcuffs click was like 2.5 seconds.
Right.
How do you resist and still wind up handcuffing somebody in 2.5 seconds?
I'm pretty sure I told a story before, but when I was 17, I gave my friend a ride to a court date because his mom gave me gas money. So at the
time,
well, at the time, I was the only one with a license. But I hear some music, so I think I'm going to have to hold this story. So if you want to hear my story, you're going to have to hold on a few minutes.
And assuming we remember that you were in the middle of the story. And your calls and thoughts. So if you've got a weird resisting arrest story, call in 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.